Can you tell me something about your dad and what he did in that Etfielding and Platt and when he was there, etc.?
Well, my connection really goes back quite before I was born, because my dad was an apprentice there in 1928, right up, and he worked there right up till 1935. He left to work at the GAC during the war, returning to Fielding sort of after the end of the war, I presume, around about 1946. He went back as a craft school instructor, teaching the new apprentice, a job which he really loved doing. So from the age of about nine, I was aware of the importance of Fielding and Platt in our lives.
That's great. And I know, as I say, your dad was a well-known fixture at Fielding and Platt. Was there any other family connections at Fielding's?
Well, yes, actually, my brother started as an apprentice there in 1957. It was a bit hard on him, really, being taught by his dad, but there was certainly no favouritism. Dad was a hard but fair taskmaster. I think if you ask any apprentice, they'd say the same.
And how long did your dad stay there, and when did he leave? Can you remember, Mark?
He loved his work there, but he was made redundant. I can't actually remember the date that he was in the sort of 60s when they started making people redundant. It broke his heart and he was really, really upset. In fact, 2 days after they made him redundant, he finished up in hospital, but that's beside the point. But he loved it there and he was sorry to leave.
Yeah, I know. I went through those times as well, Morgan. It was very sad for a lot of people.